A variety of agencies in the state are working to eradicate the invasive aquatic plant Elodia. This summer, Elodia was treated in Anchorage's Lake Hood, and a survey to search for Elodia along the Tanana River downstream of Fairbanks just ended. As KIYU's Tim Bodoni reports, the plant has the potential to make drastic changes to aquatic ecosystems.
Elodia is a plant commonly found in aquariums that, if released in the wild, will dominate certain lake or river habitats, choking out native vegetation and altering the food web at all levels. National Park Service aquatic ecologist Amy Larson describes a few of the changes that Elodia can bring about.
It increases sedimentation rates, so it allows a lot more sediment to settle out of the water. And it can decrease oxygen concentration in the water because it's growing so rapidly. It's just using up all that oxygen. But it also just displaces our native aquatic plants, which are good forage for a variety of waterfowl species.
In a place like Lake Hood, Elodia was perceived more as a threat to human safety than the environment because it clogs floatplane rudders or impedes a floatplane's ability to move along the water. But if pieces of Elodia were to hitch a ride on some of the floatplanes that depart from Lake Hood, it could cause trouble in other ecosystems around the state. So a variety of agencies quickly recognized the seriousness of the situation, and the State Department of Natural Resources was granted an emergency exemption to apply a series of herbicides. Invasive plant and agricultural pest coordinator Heather Stewart with DNR explains that after an initial knockdown with the chemical diquat in July, a more lethal attack with fluoridone happened in Lake Hood earlier this month.
Diquat is a contact herbicide, so it basically reduces the top biomass of vegetation in aquatic systems, whereas fluoridone is a systemic herbicide, so it has to be uptake by the plant, and it prohibits the production of chlorophyll in the plant, so it basically has the plant starve itself in the long term.
Stewart says that the herbicides appear to have worked, and there's no Elodia visible in Lake Hood now. The herbicides killed most of the other plant life in Lake Hood as well. In the interior, a multi-agency search for Elodia just wrapped up, looking along the Tanana River downstream of Fairbanks and up the Tolovana River to the village of Minto. The survey did not turn up any new pockets of Elodia. It was motivated by the discovery of the plant in Tauchacket Slough near Nenana about a month ago. That represents a big jump for Elodia from its previously known concentrations around Chena Slough and Chena Lakes. Amy Larson with the National Park Service says that having Elodia in a major river system like the Tanana introduces many new ways for the plant to spread.
The water itself can move that plant around either when the Tanana floods and floods into adjacent wetlands or when streams back up in reverse flow during flooded periods, and fragments of Elodia can move up these streams and get entrapped on woody debris, and then it can root.
Elodia can also be carried downriver by ice during spring breakup. While it's not a threat to take root in the main stem of deep, silty rivers like the Yukon, it can use these rivers to get to more conducive habitats. Elodia has reached a total of 22 lakes, streams, and rivers in Alaska so far. In Galena, I'm Tim Bodoni.